For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Frankie Graziano. Two new developments may slow down or ultimately halt efforts to construct the proposed third Connecticut casino in East Windsor. The U.S. Department of the Interior is asking federal judges to throw out a lawsuit against it brought by the Mashantucket Pequots, the Mohegan Tribe, and the state of Connecticut. At the same time, state lawmakers from Bridgeport say they'll ask their colleagues during the upcoming session to revoke the license given to Mashantucket Mohegan Connecticut, or MMCT, for the rights to build the East Windsor Casino. Both these would be positive developments for MGM Resorts International. That's a company building a rival casino in Springfield, Massachusetts. MGM's hoping that the bid for Connecticut's third casino could be back on the table. Uri Clinton is MGM's spokesman. He believes action in the state legislature could speed up any payback for the state.
Does the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act govern casino development off of tribal land? The answer is no. And so that is the point that we've made to everybody that would listen. That's not negative lobbying. That's presenting legal points for consideration to the governmental entity in charge of making the decision.
On the other hand, the tribes see the lawsuit as their best way forward. Governor Daniel Malloy signed legislation last year approving a third casino in Connecticut to be run by the tribal nations which own the other two casinos, Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun. After that, the U.S. Department of Interior's Bureau of Indian Affairs had 45 days to approve or deny the changes to Connecticut's gaming compact with the tribes. Well, the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke did respond, but failed to give a yay or a nay, throwing the whole project into doubt and prompting the lawsuit. Andrew Doba is the spokesman for the MMCT Tribal Joint Venture.
It basically said their decision is unnecessary. But the law doesn't give them that option. So under the law, because they didn't deny us, it should be deemed approved.
But with or without legal approval, it appears the venture is moving forward with their plans. Doba says MMCT has hired an architect and a project manager to prepare the proposed site for construction. It's the former cinema complex off I-91 in East Windsor.
We're going to be demolishing the showcase structure before the month is over. I mean, we're moving forward. We're hopeful that it won't get dragged out in court for too long, but at the end of the day, we believe we've got the law on our side.
Senator Richard Blumenthal accuses MGM of leveraging its lobbying relationships with Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke to slow down the MMCT venture. He says that the Department of Interior's inaction makes them complicit with MGM in holding up any deal.
The public interest, not the special interests of MGM, ought to prevail. The Interior Department has a legal responsibility to make a decision and to make it in favor of the tribes because it has a trust responsibility to those tribes.
But MGM's Uri Clinton says that both MMCT and MGM are lobbying to get their way. He believes MGM had no other option after what he characterized was an unfair bidding process for the third casino.
Does the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act govern casino development off of tribal land? The answer is no. And so that is the point that we've made to everybody that will listen. That's not negative lobbying. That's presenting legal points for consideration to the governmental entity in charge of making the decision.
The existing compact between MMCT and Connecticut guarantees at least $160 million for the state in revenue generated from slot machines. Clinton says MGM could do better business for Connecticut if given the opportunity in Bridgeport. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.